Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golcher dictating an endoscopy report on Freddie McKinney, date of birth 11/21/1972, date of procedure January 10, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Golcher, DO. Referring physician is Dr. James Andre. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsies. And colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy. Indications are abdominal pain, comma, dyspepsia, comma, blood in the stool, comma, screening for colon cancer. Indication is, oh, sorry, that was the indication. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained, period. Possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesion tissue, malignancy, or experience of patient, period. Patient is brought to the SVC, placed in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, period, well lubricated lymphus video. Gastroscopes introduced into the esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the third, to the second portion of the duodenum, period. Careful examination made of the duodenum wall, the second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, esophagus, period. Retroflux II was obtained at the cardio, period. Air resection from the stem before withdrawal of the scope, period. The patient is then turned around on the lateral position, period. Digital rectal exam is normal, period. A lubricated lymphus video colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds, period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum, period. The terminal ileum was also evaluated, period. A retroflexy was obtained at the rectum, period. Bowel preparation was good with the Boston Bowel Prep score 7.2-3-2, period. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, there was a small raised polypoid-like protrusion with a yellow hue. This was biopsied in total for histology. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 38 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was a 2 to 3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was gastric erythema present. Biopsies are obtained in the anterior body for histology. Next line, the cardiac tissue appeared, there was an area in the gastric cardia just below the GE junction that appeared erythematous. This area was biopsied for histology. Next line, the duodenal bulb was erythematous. Biopsies were obtained. Next line, there were 2 duodenal sweep ulcers, approximately 1 centimeter in size each. Biopsies were obtained of both ulcers separately for histology. Next line, there was an unremarkable duodenum to D2. Sorry, the remainder of the duodenum to D2 was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained for celiac disease. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, Boston Bowel Prep score was 7.2-3-2, good prep. Next line, the last 5 centimeters of the terminal ileum were evaluated and appeared unremarkable. Next line, there was a approximately 7 millimeter ascending colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 6 millimeter rectal polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion. No evidence of any bleeding was noted throughout the whole exam. Please go back to the area and the draw number we discussed the ulcers and note that they were both approximately 1 centimeter in size. Also note that they were forest class 3 clean based. Plan, followed by biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll discuss hemorrhoidal banding with the patient. Next line, would recommend further evaluation with pill cam given patient notes copious amount of blood in the stool. Next line, would recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following, comma, discuss this with the patient, and script was provided. Next line, follow. In office as previously scheduled. Next line, patient was instructed that if he had a severe and significant amount of bleeding or noted any delete that last line.